WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 62 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station ISD middle schools will be getting an identity not associated with Consolidated and College Station high schools.
I think symbolically breaking the associations between the middle school and high school will help us move forward in thinking of College Station ISD as one community of excellence rather than two distinct communities.
Comments from Superintendent Clark Ely were followed by a unanimous vote from the school board. The vote authorizes spending almost $1.8 million in what the board says is deferred maintenance at Consolidated and College Station middle schools. This includes new millwork, flooring, paint, and graphics. Bryan City Council members were notified of two commercial developments last night.
Projects recently submitted to development services include the site plan for Hooters Restaurant and the Premier Cinema development.
Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker also reported the Kroger at Austin's Colony Shopping Center plans to add 22,000 square feet of commercial space and reconfigure the parking lot. The Texas Security of State's elections website at last check shows the names of 21 people who have filed for 16 Brazos County elected positions in next year's election. So far, there are three primary races.
For district clerk, Republican incumbent Mark Hamblin tells WTAW News he will announce his future plans on December 1st. Two other Republicans have filed for district clerk, Gabriel Garcia and Crystal Kelly. WTAW News has reached out to Precinct 1 Justice of the Peace Mike McCleary to see if he's running for re-election. Three Republicans have filed for his seat, Joshua Benn, Kenny Elliott, and Sue Elliott. And Precinct 2 Justice of the Peace Tommy Munoz has filed for re-election and is opposed in the Republican primary by Terrence Nunn. Among incumbents who have filed and have no opponents are County Judge Dwayne Peters, Commissioners Sammy Catalina and Irma Cawley, District Judges Kyle Hawthorne and Steve Smith, County Court at Law Judge Amanda Mansky, JPs Rick Hill and Luis Garcia, County Clerk Karen McQueen, and Constables Jeff Reeves, Donald Lampo, J.P. Ingram, and Isaac Butler. A link to the Secretary of State's website and a screenshot of the Brazos County candidates in next year's elections online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Decorations, music, and red kettles, signs that the holiday season is officially upon us. The Salvation Army's Captain Paul Ryerson says you can help their red kettle campaign by volunteering as a bell ringer.
You can choose time, location, day, all that sort of thing is all up to you. You're the volunteer. And particularly, even if it's an individual, we would love to take individuals and go out and ring a bell for an hour or two. Mm-hmm. We'll take families. We take businesses, sororities, fraternities, organizations. We'll take them all.
Ryerson says you can sign up online at SalvationArmyBCS.org. A former history professor and administrator at Texas A&M has passed away. Before Haskell Monroe became A&M's first dean of faculties, he was part of the committee that led President Earl Rudder to integrate the campus, admit women, and end compulsory participation in the Corps of Cadets. After 20 years at A&M, Monroe served as president at the University of Texas at El Paso and chancellor at the University of Missouri. Monroe and his wife then returned to Bryan College Station. A memorial service will be held Saturday afternoon at 2 at First Presbyterian Church in Bryan. Haskell Monroe was 86. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 62 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. That number is 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Not what we say about our blessings, but how we use them is the true measure of our thanksgiving. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia with Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, reminding you that traveling is a big part of the season, and taking a little time for auto care now can help avoid costly breakdowns later. Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, wishing this Thanksgiving finds you with plenty of reasons to give thanks. Located on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by Village Foods and Pharmacy, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with David Guest with Homestead Senior Care and Beta Med about their recliners. Please be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
AggieLandHelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave?
Has joined the conference.
Couple of important things to go over today. First, someone parked in my space again. But don't worry, I've had you towed and you're fired. Oh, also, we posted record profits and I got a nice bonus. But sadly, nothing left for you guys. Okay, gotta go.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at AggieLandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Good morning, 710, Newstalk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs on a Wednesday morning. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Checking some weather. Sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof, the world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
There'll be a few areas of fog around the region this morning. That'll be followed by quite a bit of cloudiness and the potential for a shower by late this afternoon. Highs today, still warm, 75 to 80. Clouds tonight, there could be a few showers around. Overnight lows are going to be 60 to 65. Showers should taper off and end tomorrow morning. We're partly to mostly cloudy during the afternoon, 75 to 80. Partly sunny, warmer Friday, 80 to 85 with the chance for a stray shower. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Nick Starkel had a great performance last week against New Mexico. He threw for over 400 yards in the first half and four touchdowns. Now, we didn't get to talk with Nick Starkel at this week's Media Days, but we did get to talk to some of his teammates, including tight end Tanner Shorp, who says he's got a pretty good arm.
I mean, he's got a cannon. I actually have three stitches in my hands in warm-ups. We were throwing slant routes, and he rifled one to me, and it caught me a little weird, and my fingers actually split open. And
really?
Yeah, so he was really sorry about that because it was right before the game.
Hopefully Stark was a little more gentler with his receivers this week, but hopefully he can actually compound and actually repeat that performance against Ole Miss. We'll talk more or listen more from his other teammates as we get set for that game against the Rebels. Also, some other things going on around Aggie sports. Aggie softball wrapped up its fall slate yesterday. Aggie volleyball with a big matchup tonight against third-ranked Florida. All that more coming up in sports.
All right. This is really bad. I mean, really bad.
Okay.
All right. The Union of Concerned Scientists has issued a new warning to humanity. I mean,
how do you join that?
You
club?
Issue a warning. That's like an official code red.
And warning to humanity means people who have the internet and people who don't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you think about that.
Everybody.
And you're right. I'm not sure how you join the Union of Concerned Scientists. I guess you have to be a scientist and you have to be concerned. But 25 years after its original warning to us that apparently we did not pay attention to, so now they're coming back with another one. Quote, human beings and the natural world are on a collision course. End quote. I'm just saying, okay? CNET.com says that this new thing that was published this week, we didn't get around to it till Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
I know it's all of humanity, but we didn't have time. Anyway, the thing begins, humanity hasn't been listening very well.
Oh.
Okay, so 25 years ago they told us that, and I don't know if they were poking us or giving us little reminders within that quarter of a century.
Yeah.
But once again, the Union of Concerned Scientists does want us to know, warning to humanity. Signed by most of the living Nobel Science laureates, the warning goes on to note that since 1992, when the first warning was issued, back when we weren't listening, humanity has failed to make sufficient progress in generally solving these foreseen environmental challenges. So there. Now, I know you want a list of them, right?
Right.
Okay.
Of course.
Endangered water supplies.
Oh.
Ocean habitat destruction.
Oh, no.
The shrimp.
Think of the shrimp. Yeah. little bitty prawns, great big prawns, all of those prawns. Loss of soil productivity.
Mm.
Destruction of forests and loss of species.
No, the bears.
But I, yeah, really, Yogi and the others. The scientists also outlined what can be done to stop those things.
Oh, they gave a solution.
Yeah, but I'm not going to listen.
Money.
Because we're not listening.
Money.
Anyway, right?
Money.
Yeah.
More funding for
Give
what
us
we do.
More money.
Yeah.
The name of the group is great. The
it
Union
is.
Of Concerned Scientists.
Because they're concerned.
The Ooks.
About our well-being.
Google that, would you? let's just see.
Union.
Maybe they have a group pick.
Yeah. Union
and they didn't. They probably didn't invite Bill Nye.
We are.
Yeah.
69 was whenever it was formed.
Okay. Do you have a contact number?
Sure. Let me see.
Because we're gonna call.
Contact us. Yeah.
Yeah. See if we get a number.
Oh, does it?
Do you want the national headquarters?
Yep. That'd be fine.
Okay. 617. 547. 5552.
All right. Okay, we're going to call them this morning.
Okay. That's Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Oh, good.
Is there?
All right, so here we go.
But we do have a D.C. office, a West Coast office, and a Midwest office.
No, we want the main thing.
This is national headquarters.
All right, we're going to the suburbs of Boston here.
If you want to ask for the senior scientist.
Thank you for calling the Union of Concerned Scientists, Cambridge office. Our regular office hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Oh, 45 minutes.
Time.
Yeah.
They must not be that concerned.
If you know your party's extension, you may enter it at any time.
Do they have departments?
To use the Dial by Last Name directory,
I don't
want
to do
press
that.
1.
Oh, no, go ahead.
For
no.
membership information or for Partners for the Earth,
Ooh.
Press 2.
Ooh, maybe.
To order a publication, press 3.
Nah.
For media information, press 4.
Nah, that's
for
propaganda.
Information about UCS and our programs,
I don't know
press
what that means.
5.
Oh, Union of Concerned.
Our website address is www.ucsus.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
We're just going to get information.
Union of Concerned Scientists.
Hello. You have reached the public information voicemail for the Union of Concerned Scientists.
I know.
Uh-huh.
Please leave your message along with your telephone number, email address, and your name. Please spell your name slowly and clearly. Someone will return your call as soon as possible. Thank
you.
They'll return it as soon as possible. Yeah. All right, I hung up. Let's look. They'll return it as soon as possible. Yeah, they probably wouldn't get back around.
Right. Their motto, or should I say?
Oh, yes. They have a slogan?
Yep. Oh, for sure.
A little catchphrase.
Science for a healthy planet and safer world.
Yeah. Now, you say, and think about that. Now, I don't know how big the Cambridge office is.
And become a monthly donor. That's the first thing.
No, I'm not going to do that. No.
If you're concerned, if you care, Scott, you'll do it.
And if you care.
She said Cambridge kind of funny.
Cambridge.
Cambridge.
I was like, well, that's kind of weird.
So are they trying to change the pronunciation of the city too? But anyway.
Oh, gosh.
But I don't know how many people are in the Cambridge office, but I have to think if you were a member of the staff at the Union of Concerned Scientists.
Uh-huh.
Of course, how many of those scientists are actually hanging there?
Right.
Or is this just kind of a place? Is this like a little science club where they all get together and do experiments?
And I would think it would be open 24/7, would it not?
Well, that's another thing.
We're all going to die, and these scientists are only on 9 to 5.
Yeah, you're right.
The thing is, they do have job openings at different places.
No.
So you could be a senior energy analyst in Cambridge, or you could be a senior outreach coordinator in Washington, D.C.
See, both those places are very expensive to live in.
Chicago
or
Oakland.
Oh, well,
And I'm sure they don't have any problems with the environment in those cities.
Right. And that's the other thing is, do you have to watch your behavior every second? I mean, are you going to be shamed if you bring an extra styrofoam cup to work?
I don't know, but here are the benefits of working. Excellent health care and dental coverage.
Okay.
Ample vacation, holiday, and sick time.
Yep.
Competitive retirement plans with generous employer contribution, and a lot more.
And how do they take those vacations? Surely they don't fly.
No, exactly. They all get in buggies, and they ride down the street, whatever. Okay, there you go. It's the Union of Concerned Scientists. We didn't even know they existed.
But now
we
do.
God, would that be cool to have a T-shirt for some swag from the Union of Concerned Scientists?
Let me see if they had a shop button.
They have some hoodies. Surely they've got it. They've got to have a gift shop.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Let's see if we got a gift shop for the Union of Concerned
If you wear
scientists.
One, will people think that you're a concerned
well,
scientist?
Well, see, I don't know, because then you've killed that poor cotton plant to make that
Ooh,
shop.
Oh, yeah, the USC store. Say it with science.
Oh, get out
Say
of here.
Say it with science.
Oh, yeah, let's see. We've got T-shirts, hoodies, onesies. Onesies.
Well, you got to start early.
Stickers.
You got to start early.
Oh, yeah, true. Shop for science now.
Okay, wow. We'll do that later. Okay.
Ooh, we got buttons for only $5 that say stand up for science.
Yeah. If you don't buy it, you're a hater and you don't believe in science.
That's right. You don't. And, well, and you have a lack of concern for humanity.
Right. You just don't care.
These people have been trying for 25 years to get us to pay attention. All right. We may have to get with. How much are the T-shirts?
Ooh, the T-shirts? Let me check. Okay. The stand up for science T-shirt. They're going to be $25.
$25 for a T-shirt?
Yeah.
Do they have anything that says other than stand up for science?
Yeah, let me check.
I mean, because they got some.
Ooh, they've got one that says got science, like the got milk.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
There's the onesie. All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Those are $25, too.
Dang.
Ooh, there's a mug that says got science.
Oh. How much
for
is
$12.
That?
$12.
We can just get buttons, y'all. Those are $5.
Mug.
We could get the buttons to go along with our mouse pads.
Here you go, cheapskates. Free downloadable sign. Stand up for science.
And we
can have Garrett print it out in color for us.
All right. Well, yeah. All right. We'll
Ooh, because it's
that.
A march sign. Like when you go on a march.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Marchable size.
That'll
huh?
go great with our
stand
hats.
Up for science.
Okay, got it.
Pink hats.
Oh my gosh.
We'll do that later.
I can't believe they have a store.
Okay, in the meantime, a study that is called the State of Employee Engagement.
Okay.
Now, by the way, it's been going on since 2013. We had no idea, but this study has been going on. Over 50,000 people from 150 countries have answered questions about their job and what they would like to have happen for them to enjoy the job more.
Ooh, okay.
Because this is what, you know, the employers want to know. So number five, growth. 56% don't feel they have a clear opportunity for promotion or ways to learn new skills. And 33% of the employees don't think they're paid fairly.
Boom.
Ooh, stick out your bottom lip. Okay. Number four, company alignment. 33% of the employees don't think their company core values align with their own. Well, go find someplace that does. Number three, work-life balance. 23% say they often feel drained when they leave work.
Oh.
60% have noticed their job taking a toll on their personal life.
Oh.
Okay. Number two is feedback. 32% of the employees don't feel that they get regular feedback from their boss.
Mm. Oh, well, we don't have that problem.
No, we don't. We get that.
Everybody tells me I'm great.
And 31% wish their boss would communicate one-on-one more. Okay.
Get out of my office.
I would leave me alone.
I would love
working.
It if I had a Christmas tree. That would be nice
to
spruce up the studio.
You just
got to
know who to ask.
Or did you
ask
for a Christmas tree?
I didn't ask.
Well,
you might ask.
Exactly.
There may be a possibility.
Yeah.
And there may be some in storage.
The number one thing, recognition. 63% of the employees don't think they get enough praise. Okay, why don't you just do your job first, okay? Just do your job. If the boss isn't coming in to grind your gears about something, then consider that praise, all right?
Yeah.
Just letting you know.
That's really, in radio, that's the best feedback is when you don't get any feedback.
That's right.
True.
Exactly right. So when that happens, so.
We did just get a texter who said, you're great.
Oh, there we go. So we got positive stuff.
Yeah.
Was it a relative or was it just a listener?
No, it's just a listener. And then someone else said, y'all are having too much fun.
Yeah, we are. Well, once again, the world makes it easy for us to have fun. There's stories out there that tell us that.
Yep.
Oh, so anyway, this is kind of a cool story. In the aftermath of the 2017 Route 91 Harvest Festival that went on.
Mm-hmm. In Vegas.
Yep. And people helping one another, including one woman who's created a Facebook page in hopes of uniting victims with their heroes.
Oh, really?
Ashton Zeiler launched a Facebook page called Find Your LV Hero several days after the October 1st shooting. The About section explains that the page, quote, was created to help victims at the Las Vegas massacre find the people who helped rescue them, as many did not know the identities of who their heroes were, end quote. On a daily basis, victims of the attack post stories of survival in hopes of finding the person or people who saved him.
Wow.
A lot of relationships have already been formed, she said. And the page has helped to facilitate more than 30 connections based on descriptions of the scene, physical descriptions, and other photos.
That's very cool.
It is, to have something something good coming out of that.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. Then there's this. Republican senators want to lower the cost of beer, wine, and spirits.
Woohoo!
Now, you see, that's good, because if they're raising your taxes on the one hand, they need to do something to make you feel happy on the other so you won't be paying attention.
Lower the alcohol.
Cheap booze! Senator Rob Portman of Ohio proposed an amendment to the GOP tax reform bill that would cut such taxes on... They call them sin taxes on booze made domestically. The senator's proposal would also increase tax credits for wine in U.S. America. So there you go.
Woo-hoo.
Doing what we
want
to do.
I like that.
All right. It's a 7:25 No Rush update this morning, by the way. Now, this is a study from Scotland, so it doesn't mean it's necessarily true in U.S. America.
Okay.
But it says, I'm just rolling it out there for you, indulgent grandparents may be having an adverse effect on their grandchildren's health.
No, they're not.
I'm just saying.
No, they're not.
Don't listen, Bill and Cheryl. Don't listen.
Keep on spoiling.
Yeah.
The study suggests that grandparents are often inclined to treat and overfeed children.
No.
In terms of both diet and weight, the report concluded that grandparents' behavior has an adverse effect.
Oh, good Lord, how often do you live with your... I mean, unless you live with your grandparents, how much does that actually affect
you? And what's wrong with going and getting like a
scoop of ice cream? You live next door to yours, Zach. You did, didn't you?
I did. No, I did growing up, but it wasn't like I went over there all the time. And,
okay. Zach, you're over there eating unhealthy.
Cookies.
You're over there eating unhealthy.
See, it's a good thing that mine live out of state, because that would have been the case.
Mom's like, you need to come home, stop eating all those cookies so you can try some of this Dr. Pepper we bought.
The study revealed that parents felt unable to interfere.
Oh, well.
Because they were relying on the grandparents.
That's more of a relationship issue.
I would agree. Yeah, don't be blaming
them. Remember, they're your parents.
That's right. You probably were communicating with them a long time ago or not, and now it's time to kind of call them out and say, quit doing that stuff.
Yeah.
Now, I will admit, after I went and spent a week with Grandma, who was very much going to spoil me my every whim, it took me a little while to transition back once I got home, because then all of a sudden reality struck, and Mom and Dad were not going to be the same as Grandma.
Well, it's just like when my dog goes and stays with my parents. She comes back a little heftier.
That's it. Going,
and I have to tell them, hey, not so much table food.
If you have a child or know of any children who are in need of a coat this winter, the annual Chad Jones Coats for Kids Coat Drive is going on now. This year, we're purchasing over 350 new coats for kids 5 to 10 years of age, and are available to you at Chad Jones Law, beginning November 6th. Just bring your child with you during regular business hours to pick out their coat. For more information, find us on Facebook or call 595-5000. That's 595-5000. Every coat makes a difference. Be a part of the annual Chad Jones Coats for Kids Coat Drive. A coat just might be the most important gift a child receives this year.
Dang, Jake, did you get a new truck?
Nope, just have my old wheels powder coated. Makes the whole truck look brand spanking new.
Oh, let me guess, Jungle Rat Panda Frosting coated them for you.
Earl, it's Jack Rabbit Powder Coating. They sandblasted my wheels to bare metal, sprayed on the new color, and baked it on for a lifetime of good looks.
Well, come on, let's take a ride and show them off.
Forgot to gas up again? Maybe, but at least I didn't forget Jack Rabbit Powder Coating. It's definitely a company worth remembering.
Want to own the number one selling tractor in Texas? Get a Kubota at WC Tractor. The Kubota L2501 comes with a tough diesel engine and available front loader and backhoe. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months, plus great customer instant rebates and a 6-year warranty. Come see WC Tractor at one of our 4 Kubota locations in Bryan, Navasota, Brenhamore, Temple, or visit WCTractor.com. Now through December 31st, 2017, only terms and conditions of Kubota Standard Limited Warranty apply. For warranty terms, see Kubota's limited warranty at KubotaUSA.com or authorized Kubota dealers.
Let's do some weather. It's 7:28, and it's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981, with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Cloudy out there, high today, probably about 80 degrees, winds out of the south at 5 to 10. A little bit of drizzle or fog possibly tonight with a low around 65 or so. And then tomorrow, right around 80, slight chance of some showers out there at about 20%. And then probably 82 or so on Friday, but a wind shift coming around. It'll cool down a little bit, and the wind shift is going to happen on Saturday night. We'll have a high temperature again near 80 on Saturday, but Saturday night the low is 47. Sunshine comes back into the forecast on Sunday, and a high will be only 66. Right now the winds are out of the south at 6. Do still have a little bit of mist or fog out there in certain areas. Be aware of that, and it's 62 degrees.
For over 20 years, Two Video has been your local source to preserve and restore precious family films, videos, and photos to beautiful digital DVDs and flash drives. Why risk sending your family treasures out of town? Two Video is located in South College Station, and you can find them online at twovideo.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. That's 690-6956. You created the memories. Let Two Video help preserve them.
Hey folks, you often hear me talk about the great deals you'll find at your Mahindra dealer, but they do more than sell tractors and utility vehicles. Mahindra is part of the community, and right now, your Mahindra dealer is ready to help you figure out if you qualify for year-end tax savings from the government. And you'll still enjoy Mahindra discounts, as well as the best limited powertrain warranties. So if you want to take home the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on the planet, or you just need advice on caring for the land that you love, stop by your Mahindra dealer. Say goodbye to the tax man and hello to year-end tax savings with Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangy. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 62 degrees and foggy, so take it slow out there. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station School Board is moving ahead with giving identities to the district's middle schools that are not related to College Station and Consolidated High Schools.
We owe it to these children to let them have their own identity.
Comments from Carol Barrett came before last night's unanimous vote to authorize almost $1.8 million in what the board says is deferred maintenance. Board members agreed with Superintendent Clark Ely's comparison of applying what was done at Oakwood Intermediate School at the current middle schools.
What we were able to do is make a number of needed cosmetic changes and take a school that had mismatched color schemes throughout it and freshen it up with some tile and carpet as well as paint, and really made a huge difference at Oakwood Intermediate School.
A proposal to spend nearly $500,000 to replace interior doors was removed from the project. Last night's Bryan City Council meeting included announcements of two commercial developments.
The Kroger at Colony Park at Boonville and Austin's Colony Parkway has submitted a site plan to add almost 22,000 square feet and redevelopment of their parking lot to eliminate cut-through traffic and improve safety.
Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker also reported site plans have been received for a Hooters restaurant next to Premier Cinema. The latest from the Texas Secretary of State's election website shows there will be at least three primary elections and two general elections in Brazos County next year.
Republican primaries next March includes two for Justice of the Peace. Precinct 2 incumbent Tommy Munoz is opposed in the primary by Terrence Nunn. Precinct 1 incumbent Mike McCleary has not filed for re-election. There are three seeking that seat: Sue Elliott, Kenny Elliott, and Joshua Benn. District Clerk Mark Hamblin tells WTAW News he will announce his future plans on December 1st. There are two Republicans who have filed for District Clerk, Crystal Kelly and Gabriel Garcia. There are partisan opponents in next November's election for two of Brazos County's three seats in the state capitol. In House District 12, Democrat Marianne Arnold of Curtin has filed to unseat Republican incumbent Kyle Cassell. And in Senate District 5, Democrat Glenn Williams of Austin has filed to unseat Republican incumbent Charles Schwartner. Brazos County incumbents who have filed, who at last check have no opponents, includes Constables Isaac Butler, J.P. Ingram, Donald Lampone, Jeff Reeves, along with County Clerk Karen McQueen, Commissioners Irma Colley and Sammy Catalina, County Judge Dwayne Peters, J.P.'s Louis Garcia and Rick Hill, County Court at Law Judge Amanda Matsky, and District Judges Steve Smith and Kyle Hawthorne. Online at WTAW.com is the latest list from the Secretary of State's office and a link to their candidates' webpage. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Texas Ethics Commission is reviewing charges that the state Republican Party may be guilty of legislative bribery. The party is asking all Republican candidates for the Texas House in 2018 to sign a pledge saying they'll vote in line with the GOP caucus on its selection for Speaker. Party Chair James Dickey is confident in their right to distribute the form.
The idea that somehow bribery to ask Republican legislators to commit to do what Republican voters want them to do is laughable.
A decision from the Ethics Commission is not expected anytime soon. They're not scheduled to meet again until late January. Texas State University has suspended the activity of all fraternities and sororities.
It's after the death of a student at the university. Texas State confirms police found 20-year-old Matthew Ellis, a sophomore from the Houston area, dead on Sunday. The Texas State student newspaper reports Ellis was a new member of the Phi Kappa Psi fraternity and died after the group's initiation over the weekend. The university's president said they are going to do a thorough review of the Greek affairs system, and the university says their thoughts and prayers are with Ellis's family and friends. Kelly Weiss, TSN News.
The Salvation Army's Red Kettle campaign has officially started, and Captain Paul Ryerson says they're always looking for volunteer bell ringers. Captain Ryerson says the Salvation Army does more than disaster relief. In fact, the most common service they provide to the local community may come as a surprise.
It's food. It's year in and year out, it's the largest service we provide. Last year, 2016, We served over 320,000 pounds of food just here in the Bryan-College Station area. That's 16,000 people that came to the Salvation Army just saying, I need something to eat.
You can sign up as a bell ringer online at salvationarmybcs.org. A former Texas A&M history professor who became the university's first dean of faculties has died. Haskell Monroe was also a member of President Earl Rudder's Aspirations Committee. In an interview with WTAW's Tom Turbeville, Monroe recalled the recommendations Rudder received 50 years ago.
Coeducation, non-compulsory core, racial integration, broadening curriculum, include more disciplines, more graduate programs.
After 21 years at A&M, Monroe spent 7 years as president at the University of Texas at El Paso, then 6 years as chancellor at the University of Missouri before he and his wife returned to Bryan-College Station. Monroe died Monday at the age of 86. A memorial service will be held Saturday afternoon at 2 at First Presbyterian Church in Bryan. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 62 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, president of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756. Or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Good morning, 7:38, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking the weather, it's brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Learn about club memberships for year-round discounts on service and repairs at MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference.
There'll be a few areas of fog around the region this morning. That'll be followed by quite a bit of cloudiness and the potential for a shower by late this afternoon. Highs today, still warm, 75 to 80. Clouds tonight, there could be a few showers around. Overnight lows are going to be 60 to 65. Showers should taper off and end tomorrow morning. We're partly to mostly cloudy during the afternoon, 75 to 80. Partly sunny, warmer Friday, 80 to 85, with the chance for a stray shower. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we can't talk to Nick Starkel just yet. He's a redshirt freshman, meaning the media can't speak with him. But we can talk to plenty of his teammates about him. And, of course, he was caught warming up on Saturday before the New Mexico game wearing a Justin Bieber shirt. And we asked one of his teammates, Damian Ratley, about it. Ratley said it's just kind of Starkel's way.
I mean, does he really like Justin Bieber?
Man, I ain't no telling what that kid like. he's a character.
So we'll hear a little bit more from Damian about Nick Starkel, as well from Tanner Shorp, his tight end. Also, we're talking NBA hoops. Both the Spurs and the Rockets, well, I should say both the Mavericks and the Rockets came up on the short end. The Spurs, however, did not. They got a victory over Dallas. We'll hear from Coach Greg Popovich. All that and more coming up in sports.
There you are, 7:40. Let's head to Washington, D.C., and Congressman Bill Flores joins us this morning. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Howdy, Scott. Great to be with you on the Infomaniacs this morning.
The I know that the Senate last night, Orrin Hatch, rolled out some thoughts he had on the tax package, but for the House's part, this is something that y'all are going to bring to the floor to debate. Hmm?
That's correct. We'll start debate tomorrow at about noon, and we'll have 4 hours of debate, and we should vote on it by about somewhere between 4:30 and 6:30 tomorrow afternoon.
And what's your feeling?
I feel really good about it. I'm part of the whip team. We whip the votes on this on Monday night. And based on the body language that I'm seeing from the Speaker and our Majority Leader and our whip, I feel like we've got it put together. We as a conference seem to be very enthusiastic about it. This is an important step in the process. We'll still have to wait to see what the Senate passes, and then we'll go to conference. But I feel really good about getting comprehensive tax reform out before the Christmas holidays. Well, and it's going to be huge. I mean, it's going to kick in on January the 1st, except for some business provisions that will kick in as of September of this year. It's really going to be great.
Well, and the idea is you're going to debate for 4 hours, and there'll only be one amendment, so there's not going to be a lot of ornaments on the tree. This is pretty much the way it's going to be.
Well, the other side of the aisle has had numerous – we have 4 days of debate in Ways and Means, and they came in with a box of amendments, and they offered dozens of amendments. And so they've had their chance. So, I mean, this has been an open and transparent process. Had roughly 40 hours of Ways and Means to mark up and hearings to get this done, and that's just last week. And then going before that, we've had a year's worth of research and chances for members to have input on this, as well as the families and working class folks and businesses. They've all been there to testify about what this should look like. So we'll have 4 hours of debate. There'll be one amendment that will be what's called a manager's amendment. That will be Kevin Brady's amendment. He over the course of the drafting, they will find some small drafting errors. Those will be fixed in the amendment. And then they have continued to listen to the issues that folks like me are raising about different parts of the tax bill, and hopefully some of those issues will be addressed inside the amendment, and then that will be the bill that we will vote on tomorrow afternoon
now,
after the 4 hours.
We talked a little bit last week. You quite often are a seatmate with Representative Brady as you head back to D.C., and he was, of course, he was our congressman 15, 20 years ago. Kind of give us a sense of this guy right now. I mean, he is certainly in the spotlight. This is on him to come up with this piece of legislation. How did he take that challenge, as best you could characterize that?
All I can tell you is that the Kevin Brady I see today has been remarkable in terms of the way that he has dealt with hundreds, if not thousands, of conflicting issues and challenges to put together the most comprehensive tax reform that we've had in 31 years. and he's done it with a smile on his face. I've only seen him get mad one time, and that was at Wolf Blitzer, who was asking asinine questions. And he has just, and he's been out there and promoting tax reform in a positive way about it, what it does for working class Americans and for what it does for our businesses. And he's just matured in a way that has been really impressive as the Ways and Means chair. On the way to Washington on Monday morning, I was in 8 Charlie, he was in 8 Delta on the United flight up there, and I was bending his ear about one last issue that they need to address, and that deals with tuition waivers and tuition discounts for graduate students. And he's been a great listener. He gets it. So my hope is that will be embedded in the amendment that he's going to offer on the floor in the next few hours.
Congressman, go ahead.
He's just done a great job. I'm impressed with him. Now he has to give somewhat generic answers from time to time, but sometimes he can give you a definitive yes or no.
Congressman Bill Floor is joining us from Washington. With something else that's kind of different, the president's going to be up on the Hill this week to, I guess, talk about this plan.
That's correct. Before the president started his trip back from Asia, he called us up and said, hey, can I come by on Thursday before the vote? And I think at that point in time, he thought he might have to twist some arms and try to whip some votes. But based on where we are in terms of the opinion of the members of the House, I think it's going to be more for a pep rally and let's get out there and put up a strong vote for the American people. So he'll be there from 11:30 to 12:30, and then we'll start the debate at 12:30. We'll have 4 hours subject to what's called the Pelosi Magic Minute. Nancy Pelosi is the minority leader. She has 1 minute to speak, but she can spend as much time as she wants. And so she might spend an hour or two condemning this plan, and then we'll have the vote and pass it and send it to the Senate.
All right. We got an email question in, and certainly you're not on the subcommittee that oversees this as closely as you have been in the past, but the question is, the VA is trying to take away the veterans' ability to choose prosthetic providers. How can they do that if it is in direct conflict with the current VA policy as well as the Veterans Access Choice and Accountability Act of 2014? Can you kind of give us a thought on that?
Scott, that's a great question. I have not heard this issue before, so I didn't realize there was an issue. What I'd ask that person to do, if they don't mind, is to call our Bryan office. If they go to florist.house.gov, they'll find the phone number for the Bryan office, and we'll open up the casework on that particular issue, and we'll get this resolved. It sounds to me like a bureaucrat in VA has gotten out of control, and so we'll get that fixed. I would also ask that they talk enough about the issue and share any correspondence they've gotten from the VA, and then that will get shipped to me, and then we'll haul the VA administrator in from up here in D.C. into my office and talk to him about it.
Okay. What else do we have legislatively coming up this week?
Well, yesterday we passed blood insurance reform program to deal with the broken nature of our flood insurance program. That was a bipartisan vote. The big deal that we did yesterday was to approve the House Senate Conference Report for the National Defense Authorization Act, or NDAA for short. Our listeners know this is a bill we pass every year that authorizes troop headcounts, which we've added 20,000 to our uniformed troop totals for the coming fiscal year. It also deals with pay raises for troops, and we gave them the largest pay raise in 8 years. It provides the authorization for multi-year acquisition programs, the think ships and planes, things like that, weapon systems. Then we have a couple of reforms that we had to deal with. One, we've had some complaints from some current and retired service members about TRICARE, so we have some reforms embedded in this NDAA to deal with that. And then also the Pentagon has been struggling with acquisition reforms, so we've given them further reauthorizations for improved acquisition reform. So it sizes the military to deal with the threat profile that we have from around the world, and I'm really pleased with how bipartisan it was. In the past, we've had huge arguments with the Senate about this, but we were able to work more collaboratively with the Senate and also with our Democratic colleagues to get something that was bipartisan and bicameral.
Well, we're hoping that tomorrow afternoon about 5 o'clock we'll have a vote that moves the tax package out and we can see how it all settles out. Congressman Bill Flores
joins us. Yeah, that sounds great.
Well, fingers crossed. Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on the website at WTAW.com. Appreciate you spending some time with us this morning.
You bet. Great talk to you, Scott. I'd ask our listeners to continue to pray for our country, our military men and women, our first responders.
Certainly. Thanks.
When you want an award-winning vehicle backed by dependable service you can trust,
look no further than Allen Honda. With more than 24 brand and individual model awards, Kelley Blue Book has recognized Honda as the most awarded brand. That combined with reliable service you can always count on. At Allen Honda, you can get the complete package.
Trust, reliability, and value all come together when buying from Allen Honda.
Your one-stop shopping place where you can trust in the blue.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Betalift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Betalift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
If you call 911, a trained dispatcher stands ready to assist you. The problem is some people just can't agree on what a real emergency is. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. 911 dispatchers have a complicated job. Most of the time, they're dealing with life and death situations. And other times, well, let's just say there are people who think they're in a tough spot. Take, for example, the man who called the police to resolve a problem with the fast food hamburger he just ordered, or the lady who wanted clarification on a confusing dinner recipe. Then there was the adorable 4-year-old struggling with his math homework who dialed 911 for help. It seems we all have our own idea about what makes for an authentic crisis. It's often not all that different in our marriages. Many couples don't see eye to eye about what signals a serious relationship problem. To one spouse, certain issues may feel like an uncrossable divide, and yet the other spouse hardly gives it a thought. And that disconnect can wreak havoc in a marriage. For marriages to be healthy and to grow, couples need to be on the same page. To do that, find out what your spouse feels is important to them, and respond to them in love, even when you don't feel the issue is a big deal. In other words, if it matters to them, make it a priority for yourself. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-590-7516. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-590-7516. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-590-7516. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-590-7516. 800-590-7516.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning at 7:52. Well, Fighting Texas Aggie football is riding high in the saddle following a 55-14 win over New Mexico last Saturday. Quarterback Nick Starkel had a record performance, throwing for 416 yards and 4 touchdowns, all in the first half. Tight end Tanner Shorp says he wasn't surprised.
I thought Nick did an outstanding job of standing in the pocket when he needed to, taking shots when he needed to, and delivering the ball to our playmakers. He did really, really good. And, I mean, he's got a cannon. I actually have 3 stitches in my hands in warm-ups. We were throwing slant routes, and he rifled one to me, and it caught me a little weird, and my fingers actually split open. And
really?
Yeah, so he's, you know, he was really sorry about that because it was right before the game. But, I kind of just rubbed it off. But, the kid's got a cannon.
Man, it's not just Starkle's arm that's making an impression on teammates. He was caught wearing a Justin Bieber shirt in warmups on Saturday. And wide receiver Damian Ratley says that's just kind of who Nick's is.
He's different.
How so?
I don't know.
I mean, does he really like Justin Bieber?
Man, I ain't no telling what that kid like. he's a character.
Is he funny?
I don't know. Yeah, like, you know, there's a different personality, and his is like the different personality. I don't know. I can't even explain it.
Hopefully the Aggies' personalities match up this Saturday when they head to Oxford to take on Ole Miss. Kickoff against the Rebels is at 6 p.m. with broadcast right here on WTAW. Fighting Texas Aggie softball wrapped up its fall slate yesterday with a clean sweep of McLennan Community College. And the Maroon and White blanked the High Lassies 11-0 in Game 1, followed by a 13-2 victory in Game 2. The Aggs finished the fall at a perfect 8-0 against other competition. A big matchup at Reed tonight is Texas A&M Volleyball welcomes No. 3 Florida to town. First serve against the Gators is at 5 o'clock. Alabama and Clemson are back on top of the college football playoff rankings, with the Crimson Tide coming in at No. 1 and the Tigers at No. 2. Miami and Oklahoma follow, joining the top four for the first time this season. Top-ranked Duke and No. 4 Kansas were last night's winners in the Champions Classic in Chicago. Grayson Allen scored a career-high 37 points, and freshman Trayvon Duval added 17 with 10 assists in the Blue Devils' 88-81 win against No. 2 Michigan State. Svi Mikai Luke scored 17 points, and Devontae Graham hit the clinching free throws to give the Jayhawks a 65-61 victory against 7th-ranked Kentucky. And Svi Mikai Luke. So there you go. DeMar DeRozan scored 27 points, and the Toronto Raptors built a big lead in the first half and held on for a 129-113 win over the Houston Rockets. Here's Houston head man Mike D'Antoni.
You know, it's a little bit of a trap game where we played so well on the road, two games. You come back home, you feel good about yourselves. You're at home, so you feel secure, and we weren't sharp. You know, sometimes you let down. It's hard to turn it back on. We tried. We got close second half, but it wasn't enough. We just didn't have enough.
James Harden had 38 points and made 19 of 19 foul shots for the Rockets, who saw their six-game win streak snapped. Meanwhile, up in Big D, Dallas native LaMarcus Aldridge put up 32 as the San Antonio Spurs edged the Dallas Mavericks 97-91. With the win, Spurs head coach Greg Popovich becomes the fastest NBA coach to reach 500 road wins in his career. Here's Pop on Aldridge's performance.
Well, he's been our most consistent player. His effort level every night has been off the charts. He's producing at both ends of the court. He's been a leader for us, you know, helping all the other guys understand the system, all the new guys and young guys. So he's been spectacular.
And the Spurs will look to keep the good times rolling tonight when they travel to Minnesota to take on the Timberwolves at 7. And out on the ice, the Dallas Stars' road woes continued as they fell to the Florida Panthers in a shootout 4-3. And that's been your morning sports update. Your deal of the day today, a 2012 Buick Enclave. It's got leather seats, third row seating, good miles per gallon, 66,000 miles with a price of $14,999. And you're talking about a payment as low as $249 a month. Again, a 2012 Buick Enclave, good miles per gallon, and 66,000 miles, a price of $14,999. It's Team Ford of Navasota off of Highway 6. You go south, you can't miss them. I'm Zach Taylor, and that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota.
Do you have an office space?
Hello!
So how do you make the best use of your space? From design to installation, Systems Office Furniture will create a welcoming, efficient office environment within your budget. We supply new and pre-owned office furniture, and with prices at 50 to 60% below retail, you're making a smart business decision. Many large Brazos Valley businesses have trusted Systems Office Furniture to create their offices, and you should too. Visit our showroom Monday through Friday on Highway 30 between Harvey Road and William D. Fitch, or go to createmyoffice.com. That's createmyoffice.com.
Hey guys, Zach Taylor in studio, hanging out with Jen Zweiker, Zweiker and Associates. And Jen, I know for prospective sellers, maybe they're a little intimidated when they're thinking, man, I've got to get my house in the right shape. It's got to look perfect if somebody's going to come in and want to buy my house. Mm-hmm. But with you guys, you help ease that process. It doesn't have to be pristine.
No, it doesn't. In fact, you know, I'm always shocked when I hear from people that they were hesitant to call us because they've been on our website or you know, we hear a lot of times that on Zillow or Realtor.com, people can pick out our listings because they look so good and they think, oh my gosh, my house doesn't look like that. Well, guess what? Most people's homes don't, you know, we're time impoverished. We're running around like crazy. And, you know, there's a handful of people who always keep their homes in pristine condition and are incredible with interior design. But most of us have homes that we absolutely love, but we need a little bit of help. And that's what we do, whether it's a $100,000 home or $1 million home, we're there to help.
They're there to help. Go to zaerealestate.com.
We're time impoverished. I hate to hear that. That means we don't have any time, right? Okay. All right, so we do have time for this, though.
Okay.
Because we always promise, and every day we do, as long as I remember, give you information to make you the smartest person in your office this morning, okay? And by the way, we have some more the next half hour, but this is for the people who have to be there at 8 o'clock. Stan Lee originally planned for the Incredible Hulk to be gray.
Oh, really?
But they had problems with the ink colors, and so they changed him to green.
Yeah. Huh.
Who knew? The original Super Mario Brothers was only 40 kilobytes. To put that in perspective, that's about 50 times smaller than one photo on your phone right now.
Wow.
Jeez.
And Vanna White has not actually turned a letter on Wheel of Fortune in 20 years.
Fake news.
That's it. They're all computerized. And all she does is just go up and touch
touches
them.
It.
There you go. 8 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Brian.